You're listening to Shalise's podcast.
Wonderful. All right. Well, let me pray and let's get going. Father, I thank you for the Path to Purpose group. I thank you for this podcast, this broadcast, and I thank you for every single person that is going to be watching this live and listening to the replay and listening to the podcast. I thank you that every single person is here by divine appointment. I thank you that they are in the right place at the right time. And Father, I thank you that you have specific things that you are going to be sharing with them today, even as I'm speaking. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the teacher. You are the one that leads us and guides us into all truth. You are the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. And Holy Spirit, I am so grateful for your ability to get through to us. I'm so grateful for your ability to connect the dots and teach us in a way that we can grab the revelation that you have for us. I thank you that the kingdom is a really big, awesome place. And I thank you that everything that we need has already been provided in Christ. I thank you that we have everything that heaven contains, and it is an invisible reality, Father, but I thank you that you reveal those things that are invisible to us by your Spirit. I thank you that there are impossible things that you have called us to accomplish. There are things that are so awesome and so big and so grand and so adventurous that you have in store for us. And Father, you want to be glorified through our lives. And so, Father, I thank you that this word is a word in due season. It is exactly what is needed in this hour for us to step into these impossible things that you have called us to do and for us to manifest the fullness of the victory of Jesus in our lives. I thank you that we are blessed to be a blessing, that we are here for a reason. And I just declare, Father, that this word is going to catapult us into these greater things, these greater works that Jesus has ordained for us to accomplish in union with him. And so I just bless every single listener, every single watcher, and I bless this word, Father. I thank you that it's going to be heard by every single person that needs to hear it. I don't even know how you're going to get it to them, but Father, I thank you that you are able to do it. And so I just yield my body as a living sacrifice now, Father. I say, think through my mind, speak through my lips. Help me articulate what it is that you want to say today in a way that hits the target and penetrates the heart. And so I bless our time together and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Wow. Well, awesome, you guys. It is December. Can you believe it? We are in the final month of 2024. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. We are headed into 2025 in just a little bit of time. Very short time, right? And so I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I love December. I love the holidays. I love Christmas lights. I love everything about the Christmas season. But I can tell you that December is also a really, you know, it's kind of a crazy time for a lot of us, right? I mean, we've got the added extra time of busyness. But if you're like me, you know, December is also a time where I'm really focused in on just, you know, stepping up and manifesting the things that God really has ordained for 2024. I mean, I really am a big believer in finishing strong, and I'm a big believer in that, you know, it's never too late. As a matter of fact, I did a podcast years ago called Believing Big. I think it's one of the very first ones I ever recorded about, you know, the ninth inning is a really exciting time in a baseball game because, you know, you can, there's still time to make grand slams. There's still time to hit it out of the park. And with Jesus, that's always the case. I mean, time is really on our side. We're here to dominate it. And so it doesn't really matter that there's only, you know, whatever, 28 days left in the month here, that there's still time to supernaturally accomplish the things that God had laid out for you to accomplish this year. And so I'm really a big believer in finishing strong. But of course, you know, with the added things of the holidays and all of that, it means that, you know, you've got to use your time a little more wisely and you've got to remain focused. And, you know, that's a big deal for us heading into the December. You know, the other thing that I really love about December, because I really love strategy, like I just love strategizing with God, is I just love the whole idea of reflecting on where I am on the way to where I'm going. You know, I like to think about the journey of my life and the season that I'm in and what's coming next. What are, you know, I start thinking and planning for 2025, you know, meeting with the team, planning out our conference schedule, planning out, you know, what we're going to actually accomplish next year. And so, you know, December for me is also a really big time of strategy. And so heading into Thanksgiving, I kind of already started this process really of just kind of evaluating where I am on the way to where I'm going and what was I going to be sharing in our Elevate group, you know, for December, and what is going to be the word for December, and what does 2025 look like? And, you know, I had two really very clear visions. And the first vision was a vision of, you know, going in circles. And I saw that, you know, there were these patterns in our lives where we have just been, you know, really, I'd call it kind of like wandering in the wilderness. I mean, you know, we come back kind of full circle to the place that we've been in before. It's not exactly the same, because I feel like, you know, as the Holy Spirit leads us around the mountain and through the wilderness many times, that we end up in the same, maybe the same set of circumstances, but we're different. You know, but I saw these patterns and these kind of cycles that we have been going through, and to a degree, somewhat wandering in the wilderness, that we hadn't really stepped into the full scope of the promised land and the destiny that God has for our lives. But interestingly, in this vision, what I saw is Jesus, you know, approaching me and saying, we're not going that way anymore. Okay, it's time to break out of that cycle. It's time to break the pattern. And it's time to go fully into the promised land. And it's time to face the giants. And it's time to defeat them. And, you know, what that means for each of us is going to be a little different. You know, I don't know if the giant is, you know, your health, or I don't know if the giant is financial patterns and things that seem to show up in your life. I don't know if it's relational things. Right? I'm not exactly sure what the giant looks like in your life. I'm not sure what area of your life, you know, it is that you are not fully possessing the promise and the inheritance that Jesus has for you. But I do know this, that God is in the victory business. God has made us up to be more than conquerors, and that I feel very strongly that it is time for the things that are hindering us from experiencing the fullness of our inheritance in Christ, and the obstacles that are in our way, on the way to our destiny, that maybe have been just persistent, they've just been sitting around for maybe a long time, that it's time to break the cycle. It's time to overcome that giant, to confront it, excuse me, and to really break out and make progress like never before. And so I feel like December is a really reflective month. You know, in my own life, I mean, 2024 has been a really miraculous year for me. I mean, there has been there was a goal that God had set before me. I mean, it was for years, and, you know, we accomplished it this year. And so it was a really powerful thing that God did in my life this year. But I know that that is just one of many miraculous things that he wants to accomplish in my life. And I know that is the same for all of us. And I can also tell you that it was years in the making. And I can remember sitting in December, you know, last year and even the year before, so frustrated and so, you know, looking at the mountain, looking at the goal as though it was impossible. And it was truly years in the making. So, you know, whatever that thing is, whatever that impossible next goal is, whatever that next breakthrough is, and there's always a next, you guys. I mean, we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. I mean, we possess our destiny. We possess the promised land, you know, little by little. Really, it's a mind renewal process. It's a maturity process, and it's a transfiguration process. And so, really what I want to say coming into December is that this is a time to really, first of all, just regroup and really take some time to reflect on where you are on the way to where you're going. And it is not necessarily so that you can come under condemnation because you're not further along. I mean, it is what it is. And God works all things out together for our good. But I do want to say that this time of reflection is really, really important. Now, the word specifically for December is from a scripture, Matthew 11:15, out of the Message translation. And it's a really short scripture, and it is one that the Holy Spirit highlighted to me years ago and will remind me of on occasion. And it's the scripture. It says this: are you listening to me? Really listening? Now, I'm sharing that because, you know, of this first vision that I saw where we were going in circles and, you know, kind of wandering around, you know, in the same patterns. Because what happened to me was when I saw that vision, I decided that I would go back into my journal and I started just reviewing some prophetic words and some things that God had been speaking to me over the last decade. And I'll tell you what I noticed. I noticed that I would have these really powerful conversations with God that would be jam-packed with revelation, but it's like then I would get distracted and I wouldn't really hone in on what the Father was saying. And as I did this kind of journal review, I actually took the time to write out these words in my journal. And I was frankly amazed at how little listening or focus ability I actually had to continue the conversation with the Father and actually stick with it so that the things that he was wanting to accomplish in my life and the breakthrough that he was leading me into could actually transpire. Because the only way those things are going to happen is if we follow the leader and as if we listen and we get the revelation that we need and we get the strategy that we need and the transformation happens. Because, you know, these cycles are broken because we are different, because we change, because we see something different, because we have a new perspective, because we have a new level of revelation. In fact, I wrote down two little quotes when I was going back through my journal, and I started to recognize that maybe I just am not a really, really good listener and that I'm just kind of, you know, like rabbit trails all over the place, like squirrel, you know, and the next thing you know, I'm over off on this next conversation. And then, you know, it's funny because Father would, you know, circle me back. It's like over and over again to have this conversation. In fact, in some of the things I was writing down, God was like, are you ready? You know, I was asking questions about it and he'd be like, well, these are excellent questions. Like, are you really ready to start to have the conversation? You know, like, by the way, it took you 6 months to get here. And so God's been having this conversation with me, I mean, at this point, over years. And so I just noticed, you know, when I saw this vision about it's time to break the cycles, it's time to get out of these patterns and really confront the things that are standing between us and the manifestation of what God wants us to possess in our lives. You know, what I really noticed is that even just seeing the cycle was a new level of perception. Like even being able to see that I wasn't a good listener, that I hadn't really been able to focus in on the things that God was saying was actually a shift for me. Just seeing the cycle, seeing that that's what I had, you know, what we are doing many times was a shift. And so here's the two quotes that I wrote down. I said this: doing the same thing, expecting different results. You know this one, right? It's the definition of insanity. And so I started to notice that, right? Like in these patterns, it's like we do the same things. And many times in our lives, what will happen is we'll get a word from God and then we'll just run with it. You know, it's kind of like the Abraham cycle where, you know, there's this prophecy over Abraham's life. And then the next thing you know, he's off with Hagar trying to make it happen on his own. And so many times there's this self-direction. There's this independence that starts to kick in. Many, you know, other times it's just distraction and it's just ways of being that need to be broken in our lives because we end up in patterns and cycles that end up causing us to do the same things over and over again. And really we're acting like we're insane when we're doing that. And then the second one that I thought was pretty appropriate here is one that is supposedly from Einstein. And it says this: you cannot solve a problem with the same level of thinking that created it. I'm going to say it again. Some versions of it say you can't solve a problem with the same level of consciousness that created it. And so a lot of what I'm sharing in December here has to do with an up level in our thinking. It has to do with breaking a pattern and breaking into the things that God has planned for us. Yes, to accomplish before the end of the month that haven't been done all year. And really just a shift in our thinking, a shift in our consciousness makes that possible. And, or also, you know, really starting to reflect on what is God wanting to do in the coming year? because it is time, beloved, for us to up-level our experience of God and the things that he is wanting to accomplish in our lives. And the way that that is going to happen, which I really felt like is the word for December, is that we need to become really good listeners. We need to become focused, frankly, on what God is saying and continuing the conversation with God until the breakthrough happens. And I can tell you, in the breakthrough that I had for 2024, that was absolutely the case. I mean, I became laser focused on it. It was extremely intense. It was very, I don't even have words really to describe the process that I walked through with God for this miracle. But it required really a lot of transformation for me. And it required me to do things differently. It required me to confront ways that I would have done things in the past and do it differently. And so there's a couple of things that I want to say about this. I mean, let me share the other vision. The other vision that I had was a vision that I have a lot. All right. It's a vision of, and it honestly started with just having visions of Papa's house. I've had them for years. In fact, in Emerge and a lot of the awakenings that we do in the meditations, they actually are of the Father's house. And particularly in the Father's house, a place that the Father will take me quite frequently is to his office, to his study. And the cool thing about his office and the cool thing about his study and this vision is that there's all these shelves and they're jam-packed with books. And these books are the books that are described in Psalm 139:16. And that scripture talks about how in the volume of his books, he wrote about our lives. You know, he says that every day of our lives was written in his book before any of them had taken shape. And so in this study, in the Father's office, there are all these volumes of books which represent the volumes of the things that God has written about our lives. These are the preordained plans and purposes of God. You know, think of Ephesians 2:10 in the Amplified Classic Version, where it says that, you know, we are God's workmanship, his masterpiece, recreated in Christ for good works that he prepared beforehand. So God has a plan for your life. We were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. And there are books, how exciting, that have been written about our lives. And so in this vision, what I saw was the Papa's office. And I saw Papa's office and I saw these books. And so as these books were highlighted, right, I saw a couple of different books. And it's funny, both of them, one of them was 2024's book and one of them was 2025's book. And on the cover of the books, it was like these glowing years, you know, that were being highlighted on these books. And I knew immediately that it was an invitation for me to open the books and for us to open the books that God has written about our lives and to help us get synchronized with the things that have been written about our lives, with the plans and the purposes that God has for our lives. And honestly, what I ended up doing is I ended up making December's Elevate content. The title of the theme for December is called Synchronized Living. And I really do encourage you guys, if you are not an Elevate, I encourage you, go to my website and sign up, right? Just go under programs, read about Elevate and sign up. It is a very affordable program. And it is just chock full of revelation every single month. And when you sign up, I mean, you get like 16 months worth of content. I mean, it is well worth the investment. And specifically for December, I really am excited about this content. And, you know, regardless if you join or not, what I am recommending that everyone do for the month of December is that you engage in two-way journaling every single day. And so I teach on that a little bit more in Elevate, but basically what's two-way journaling? It's a conversation that you're having with God. It's sitting down and listening to God and allowing him to really help you assimilate where you are in your journey with him, in your journey into your purpose, into your destiny. You guys, this is the point of our lives. Our purpose and our destiny is the reason that we are here born in this time. And I know that all of us want to be able to get to the end of our days and say, just like Jesus did in John 17, that we finish the work that he has, you know, called us to do. Jesus said, I have glorified you here on earth, Father, because I have finished the work that you gave me to do. And so I really believe with all of my heart that this is a very strategic time in our lives. I mean, I think every day is strategic. I don't think, you know, December's any more strategic, but there is something about the ending of a year and the beginning of a new year that I think is a really important time for us to reflect on where we are on the journey to where we're going. And so as God started leading me into this idea and this notion that, Shalice, you know, there's some things that should have already been accomplished in your life. And the issue is that, you know what, you need to listen and you need to stay focused, because I want to synchronize you with the things that I have planned for your life. And in order to do that, that means that you're going to have to spend time with me. You're going to have to sit down and really, really listen. And, you know, it's a time to set aside with the Lord and go back through the things that he's already spoken to you. And if you're new to this hearing God thing, well, number one, I think you should join Elevate so that you can practice this in a community of people that are growing and learning that. And secondly, but regardless, I think that it is a time to actually begin to practice journaling, and to up our level of listening, to up our level of focus on what God is speaking to us. Because what starts to happen, you guys, is like, even as I started to go back in my journals and rewrite these words, it was crazy the way the Holy Spirit was starting to lead me. And it was like dots connecting to dots, and not just dots in revelation. It was like dots in the circumstances in my life and the place that I'm finding myself in life. You know, I believe that when we are awake, there is a divine flow. There is this place of connection where everything in your life starts to make sense. And what's beautiful about the journey with God is that everything up to this point in time ultimately is used for his glory. Not only does he work things out together for good, but it is what it is. Like, wherever we find ourselves today, it doesn't really matter, right? It is what it's been up to this point. Like, whatever circumstances you find yourself in, wherever you are on the path to your purpose and the place to your destiny, like, it just is what it is. There's no judgment that needs to come around it. There's no condemnation that needs to come around it. If there are things going on in your life that, you know, you would like to see different, or things that you know are illegal that shouldn't be manifested in your life because they're not in heaven, well, it's not something to judge yourself as like, you know what, this shouldn't be going on. It's more like this is an opportunity. Every day in the kingdom is a brand new beginning. And every day in the kingdom is an opportunity to step into sonship and to govern from a new level of intimacy and a new level of revelation. And we're just one conversation from God away. I really believe that. We're one instruction away. Like, God can take you from the pit to the palace in 24 hours. I mean, time is not a problem for God. Really, it is our thinking, is the level of our perception. It's the way that we are operating that needs to shift. Like, the shift is internal, that, you know, we prosper from the inside out. And so Jesus knows how to get us the revelation and the truth that we need in order to manifest a greater level of sonship and a greater level of the kingdom reality in our lives. But the point that I'm really trying to make this month is that that we can break out anytime, that we can step into a new level of intimacy with God anytime. And so for me, I mean, God's switching it up a little bit. I mean, he even said, I want you to journal in this specific room of your house, you know, and I want us to continue this conversation and let's not get off of it this time. Let's continue this conversation until this giant is actually defeated. Let's take this giant down. And I want to say that there are wonderful, impossible things that God has orchestrated for your life. And intimacy with God is the key. It's the key. So let me just read a scripture that's coming to mind right here. This is also in Matthew 11. So the scripture, Matthew 11, 15 from the Message translation, is really the one that I'm jumping off here for December. But if you go down just a few other verses in verse 27, this is just a really, I mean, I teach on it a lot, but I want to say it again. It says this, it says, Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. It says, the Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father-Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does, but I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm willing to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Now, this scripture to me is so powerful because it explains the way Jesus lived his life. He understood that the Father had given him things to do and say. And I just want to say this, that the Father has given all of us things to do and say. And the same way that Jesus approached doing the things that God had given him to say and to do is the same way that we have to look at it, right? Jesus said, this is a unique father-son operation. And I want to say that your life and your journey here on planet Earth, from the moment you're born until whatever time that you are no longer here on Earth, all right, that is considered a unique father-son operation. And you guys, I'm not talking about immortality and stuff right this moment. So I know some of you are thinking, well, Shalise, you know, whatever. I just bear with me. The point is, however long that you exist on the earth, that there is a unique father-son, father-daughter operation that you are a part of. We are in the Father's business. We are here as the body of Christ to expand the kingdom. And each of us has been anointed and appointed and gifted and called and ordained for spectacular works, for good works that God planned before time began. And you are on a journey, a unique operation with the Father to glorify the Father, to demonstrate that Jesus Christ is alive, and to be a living witness, an epistle that can be read by men as a testimony to the goodness and the nature of who God is. And we are all, every single one of us is here by design. We are each a masterpiece. And the same way that Jesus approached his time on earth and approached his calling is the same way that we are to do it, through intimacy with God. It says here that no one knows the Father the way the Son does, and no one knows the Son the way the Father does. And that is true about each of us, you guys. Because of the way that God has uniquely designed us and the way that each of us, you know, our personalities, our learning styles, what we need, our upbringing, you know, the challenges we've been through in life, like no one knows us the way the Father does, and no one knows how to actually operate through us. And I mean, what I'm trying to say is that the Father is the one that knows how to get us into the fullness of sonship and into the fullness of who he's created us to be. Jesus said this, it is a unique, it says, wait a minute, coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. And so this idea of becoming a really good listener, a really good receiver of revelation, of intimacy with God, and knowing the things that God is saying and doing and how it pertains to our lives and what we are called to do and what our purpose and our destiny is. Like, these things are so very strategic. So not only, you know, for you having a fulfilling life and you, releasing your full potential in Christ, but for what the earth needs in this hour, because it's inside of you. What you are here to do, what you are called to do is significant, and it matters. You matter. Your purpose matters. Your destiny matters. Your gifts matters. Your calling matters. And so having that level of intimacy and that level of communion and that level of knowing the Father, and then the Father, you know, knowing what the Father thinks about you and who you really are, is just not optional. And so as we head into this month, my encouragement for you is it's time to open the books. It's time to read what the Father has written about your life. And it is time to elevate our thinking and change our thinking through conversations with God and through revelatory encounters with God, whether that's in Papa's office, which we're going to be focusing on at Elevate this month, or whether it's in your own time with God and wherever, whatever encounters that God wants to lead you into, that living a revelatory, intimate life with God is what really December is about. I know that those two visions that I had were strategic and were for us in this hour. And so even if we just sit back and say, you know, I know this happens for a lot of people, right? You get to the month of December and we're disappointed with how the year, you know, went. You know, maybe we didn't accomplish the things that we felt that the God was leading us into this year. You know, well, sitting down with God and clearing that out and getting revelation on what he thinks about it is really, really important. And my guess is that you're going to find when you read the book that that wandering in the wilderness was a part of the story. And that even the fact that you're listening to this right now is a confirmation that where you are is perfect for where God, what God is doing right now. Because many times the process of going around the mountain and, you know, attempting the same things over and over again is to get us to a place where we get done, to get us to a place where we make the decision that, okay, enough is enough. Father, what am I missing? What is going on here? I mean, I remember when I was having serial miscarriages, you guys. Like, I finally just came to the place where, like, okay, Father, what is going on? How is the enemy stealing my babies? And I'll tell you, that moment in time when I got done and I came to have the right conversation with the Father, like, what am I missing? What is going on? Is when the breakthrough happened. And it's been, it was one of the most strategic and most powerful and most important revelations that God has ever taught me. I mean, it really was the power of a Holy Spirit inspired imagination and the power to manifest a future out of a revelation from God and God showing me a manifestation of the promise being fulfilled in a vision. And that has been something that he has used over and over and over again. I mean, most of the time when I'm like, why is my prayer not being answered? What's going on? It's because, well, he's coming right back to that revelation that I learned back then. And it's all about, what do you see, Shalise? Have you asked the Holy Spirit what the future looks like? Do you see the victory? You know, do you see yourself 9 months pregnant? You know, and so these lessons that are right there for us when we get done, when we decide that the cycle ends now, are very, very life-altering revelations. They are elevating revelations. They are when the breakthrough comes so that you aren't doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. There's an elevation of your thinking through revelation that causes it just to fall away. And so if you are listening to this thinking, well, Shalise, I don't know what 2024 was not that great of a year. Well, that's perfect. And if you're in the place where, like, you know what, 2024 has been a fantastic year. There was amazing things that God did in my life. Well, that's great too. Why? Because there's more. There's more. There's always more in the kingdom. And man, it is time. It is time for us to step into the next, into the more, into the greater things that God has written about us. And isn't it cool that we can actually, through the power of the Holy Spirit, get the revelation of these things? Let me take you over to another scripture now. This one is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I think I'll read it in the Passion Translation. I really like this translation of it, okay? It says this. It says, in verse 9, it says, this is why scriptures say, things never discovered or heard before, things beyond our ability to imagine. These are the many things God has in store for all of his lovers. Let me say that again, you guys. There are things never discovered, things never heard before, things beyond our ability to imagine. These are the many things that God has in store for all of his lovers. But in verse 10, here's what it says. But God now unveils these profound realities to us by his Spirit. Listen to this. Yes, he has revealed to us his inmost heart and deepest mysteries through the Holy Spirit, who constantly explores all things. After all, who can really see into a person's heart and know his hidden impulses except for that person's spirit? So it is with God. His thoughts and secrets are only fully understood by his Spirit, the Spirit of God. Verse 12, it says, for we did not receive the spirit of this world system, but the Spirit of God, so that we might come to understand and experience all that grace has lavished upon us. Let me read that again. For we did not receive the spirit of this world system, but the Spirit of God, so that we might come to understand and experience all that grace has lavished upon us. Wow. Right? The Holy Spirit reveals to us and helps us understand and experience all that grace has lavished upon us. Now, listen to this in verse 13, because I feel like it goes right along with the Matthew 11, 27 verse. It says this, "And we articulate these realities with the words imparted to us by the Spirit and not with the words taught by human wisdom. We join together Spirit-revealed truths with Spirit-revealed words." Okay, this is this divine conversation, this place of revelation where the Holy Spirit is articulating the realities of the things that God has prepared for us in ways that we can understand them. It says here, verse 14, "Someone living on an entirely human level rejects the revelations of God's Spirit, for they make no sense to him. He can't understand the revelations of the Spirit because they're only discovered by the illumination of the Spirit." It says, "But those who live in the Spirit are able to carefully evaluate all things, and they are subject to the scrutiny of no one but God." It says this, "For who has ever intimately known the mind of the Lord Yahweh well enough to become his counselor?" He says, Christ has, and we possess Christ's perceptions. Let me say that again. Christ has, and we possess Christ's perceptions. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Whew. Help me, Holy Spirit. What I'm trying to really bring out here is that when we sit down and we just set our heart to intently listen and receive revelation from God, and I'll tell you, I mean, one of the things that happened to me when I was going through this and the Holy Spirit was leading me, it was really a process. This is what I'm telling you is going to happen. When you sit down and take the time to hear from God and begin to journal what you're hearing, and maybe a scripture will come up, or maybe you'll have a vision, but you'll begin to be in a flow with the Holy Spirit, right? You are going to receive wisdom that is coming from the mind of God. You are going to have perceptions and begin to understand things and begin to connect the dots with things. It is supernatural learning. It is supernatural impartation from God. And there is going to be a transformation in your life. There is going to be an elevation of your thinking. And you are going to get the things that God is wanting to speak to you, not only about December and about what it is that God is, you know, the things that he wants to accomplish. I'm telling you, God has things between now and the end of the month. There are miracles that he wants to manifest in your life. Okay. And it comes through this conversation and this intimacy so that you can see things from his perspective. You can realize his perception of things, and you can follow his lead, and you can co-labor with him to do it and do it now. And then there's also things that God wants to reveal to you about the coming year. You know what? Every year in an Elevate, we're talking about this, and Emerge, we talk about this, and anything that I coach, we talk about this. We talk about getting your word for the year, getting your word for 2025. But we also talk about getting your words for the quarter and your words for the month. Like, we are in a prophetic process with God, a revelatory learning process with God all the time. And so there, God has a word of the month for you for December. And it is a focus point of things that he is wanting to impart to you and teach you about this month. And then there's same thing for 2025. And for every month, for every day, you could get a word of the day. Like, we can sit at the feet of Jesus anytime, you guys. This is the access that we have to God. And the amount of revelation and the amount of wisdom that is available to us. I mean, wisdom is the principal thing. And it really is the thing that sets us out, gets us to whatever that next level looks like, to whatever that next manifestation of glory in our lives looks like. And one of the things that I noticed when I was going through my journal was like, oh my gosh, like, this wisdom is more precious than gold. This wisdom is the principal thing. And I mean, it draws you in and you become addicted to it. And I just really feel like there is a grace on our life this month to get addicted to spending time with God and getting wisdom and getting revelation. And I know that it's a busy time. I know that we have responsibilities. I know that it can be a frustrating time and even a depressing time for some people. Christmas is not always a happy time for people. But I tell you what, it's a happy time in the kingdom. And God's face is smiling. And the revelation that he has, that he wants to share with you, is mind-blowing. It will put you in a good mood. It will lift you out of human existence. It will put you into the Spirit. And it will cause you to dominate in ways that God's been wanting us to dominate for years. You know, beloved, we are water walkers. We are called to do things that just can't be done naturally, right? There are giants in between us and our destiny that cannot be defeated naturally. I mean, whether that is mammon, whether that is, you know, low self-esteem, whether that is condemnation, whether that is the illusion of separation from God, like, I don't know what those giants look like, but I know that the Spirit of God has the wisdom that you need to see it differently so that you can overcome it and defeat it, chop the head off that thing, and keep on going into your destiny. And I'm just saying, like, never before I feel the grace of God on this breaking of patterns and breaking of things that have held us back from experiencing more of what God has ordained for us to do and for us to experience. And so my admonition to you this month, my encouragement to you this month is to listen. To really, really listen. And if you are at the place where you're just beginning to hear from God, or you know, don't really know about this two-way journaling, well, you guys, we have resources here. There's lots of podcasts that you can listen to that will help you with that. Obviously, there's Elevate you can hop into immediately. Emerge, you know, if you haven't done a call with us and found out about Emerge, I encourage you to do that. I mean, the grace on my life is to empower you to hear God on demand and to help you live a life of encounters. And I can tell you that when you start to do this, when you start to listen and start to live a life of encounters, you enter into a supernatural existence. And man, my journal is filled. I mean, if I did nothing else for the next month, but just go back through my journal and hear from God and listen and learn, I'll tell you what, I would be at a completely different place in 30 days from now. And I know that that's the case for all of us. And I, obviously that's not practical. It's not like all I can do right now to do that, but I can make it a focus and I can put aside a priority to make listening to God and making this revelatory download of, you know, the things that I need and the wisdom that I need to step into more of who God has created Shalice to be a priority. And I'm just saying that there are miraculous things that God still has planned for the month. And there are crazy miraculous things that God has planned for next year for us. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss it. I want to know what has been written about me. I want to know and live synchronized with the things that God has ordained for my life. I want to be on the paths that he prepared ahead of time, as it says in Ephesians 2:10. And this is an invitation into greater intimacy. This is an invitation into greater revelation. This is an invitation into becoming a disciple and to actually listening. And I'll tell you what, this revelation and this wisdom will set you apart. I mean, Moses said this, if your presence, you know, your presence is what distinguishes us, right? It was this, these face-to-face conversations with Moses that led the Israel, you know, led the Israelites out of Egypt. Like, God can lead us anywhere. God can break us out of anything. God can take us anywhere. And the point is that we need to listen and hear. I mean, Jesus said, you know, to Martha, gosh, you're just busy about a whole lot of things. But there's only one thing that's needed, and Mary has chosen the good portion. And so I'm really inviting you guys into really greater intimacy with God this month, and to just even begin to just declare, I'm a really good listener. Okay, I'm a really good listener to God. And I will tell you that, you know, you can start out sometimes in these journaling, you know, sessions, not even knowing what to talk about or not knowing where to go, but the Holy Spirit will lead you. The Holy Spirit is right there with you. The Holy Spirit is in you. And the Holy Spirit is brilliant. The Holy Spirit is the mind of God, you know, the Spirit of God. Like, it is the access to the brilliance of the universe that created the universe. And to think that we have access to that wisdom is really mind-blowing. But I just think so many times we just live too human. We live too caught up in the seen realm and in natural things. And I'm not trying to say, you know, natural things are wrong. I'm not trying to say secular and sacred. I'm not trying to do that division. But I am saying that there is a place of intimacy and a place of revelation and a place of breakthrough that God has for you that only comes really when we actually spend time pursuing the wisdom of God and pursuing the revelation that elevates our thinking and causes us to be problem solvers. And I just know that there are treasures that God has that he wants to share with you right now. There is revelation that God wants to share with you right now. And so I encourage you, as we step into December, take some time to reflect. If you are a journaler and you do, you know, have words from God, go back and review them. Go back to some of the strategic prophecies that he's read over your life, or that have been spoken over your life, or that you've received, and really just begin to digest them at a new level. Ask questions about them. Meditate on them. I'm going to finish up with a scripture from Ephesians chapter 5. And this is also from the Message translation, but I loved it. And I shared it in Elevate, but I want to share it with you too. It says this in the Message translation. This was in the Mirror translation. Sorry, I'm in the wrong one. Let's go to Mirror. It's Ephesians chapter 5. And it says this. It is in verse 17 in the Mirror translation, Ephesians 5:17. It says this: make his master plan your meditation. And so this meditation for me is interactive. It is a conversation. It is a place of intimacy with God where we get the master plan and then we stay with the master plan and we meditate on the master plan and we revisit it and we stay focused on it and we make the priority, right? We're seeking first the kingdom. And so I just want to encourage you very much to listen, to make listening this month just a month where you become a better listener and you really, really focus in on the things that God is speaking to you, bringing into awareness for you, and that we take the time to evaluate where we are on the way to where we're going and get synchronized with Papa's heart and with the things that have been written about us before the foundation of the world. So God bless you. It's going to be an awesome month. I would love to have a conversation here, even in the group, about the things that God's teaching you. So, you know, feel free to post on this live all month long. And I'd love to hear what God's doing in your life. So God bless you guys. And I'm really excited for what God has planned for December. Oh, and lastly, I can't forget, it is Giving Tuesday. So if you haven't supported the podcast this year, today's a great way to do it. The podcast is going all over the world. I mean, we have people I just heard the other day, someone that sleeps with my podcast every night. It is blessing people. And it is a listener-supported podcast. So if you haven't supported the podcast all year, this is a great day to do it. You can head over to shalise.com and do it there. There's a weird place to donate. So God bless you and make it an awesome December. And we will see you in the new year. I'll see you on podcast before then, but I'll see you in the new year for the Word for 2025. So God bless you guys. Have a great, great day. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to Shalise's podcast. This recording is in part made possible by our listeners. To partner with us, visit shalise.com, where you can donate and help us spread the good news of our unshakable union with Christ around the globe. You can also find a link there to download Shalise's book, The Path, for free. And if you're ready to discover the call of God on your life and the purpose He created you for, then visit us at shalise.com and watch Shalise's free training, where you'll hear 5 keys to hearing God about your life purpose and transitioning into it. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, don't forget, the world needs the Christ in you.